Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Back on the phone line, or the guest line, I should say, we go, as promised. Sage Rosenfels, longtime NFL QB, joins us right now. You can read Sage tomorrow, his NFL QB article at thescore.com, and then read him Friday on The Athletic. He covers the Vikings for that site. Now he joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. Sage, it's Andrew and Brian. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. And listen, first things first, I'm just scrolling through your timeline, and we went to break before this. With me not pumped up by Jameis's eat a W speech. Brian liked it, and you liked it, apparently. So what am I missing here?
Eat the W, baby. Right, Sage?
Oh, I, maybe you weren't catching my sarcasm.
Oh, thank God. Oh, Sage, thank goodness.
Yeah, you know, Twitter is an interesting place, right? So maybe I should have hashtagged it with sarcasm or something. So,
see, I knew I liked you, Sage.
The pregame speech was just odd.
Yep.
But what I really thought was interesting was, you know, we've been sort of waiting for that shoe to drop on Jameis Winston since he's gotten the NFL. As far as, you know, is he going to make trouble? Is he going to do something immature? Is, you know, something that cost his football team? And I really could care less about his, you know, odd pregame speech. More the fact that it seemed like he sort of started to instigate that fight yesterday, that Mike Evans really was the one who came in and you know, sort of blew up that that Saints player. But it seemed like James Winston, who was on the bench, on the sideline, you know, sort of instigated that fight. And as I said, we've been sort of waiting for that shoe to drop. We've been sort of waiting for one of these instances that, you know, sort of the college James Winston to come out. And I think yesterday was probably the first time. Hopefully it's the last, because he's had, you know, for the most part, a very, very good career in his first few years in the league. He hasn't gotten in trouble. He hasn't done anything stupid. He's been a franchise player. But yesterday, obviously, with that big fight, he was right at the heart of that.
Yeah, I said the same thing, Sage. You're getting your butts whipped 30-3 at that point, and you're on the sideline, haven't done a damn thing. Just sit over there and be quiet and try to figure out what you're going to do the following week. I'm interested to know your grade for Tom Savage, because once he was benched for Deshaun Watson, his agent came out and basically said some things he shouldn't have said, and his efforts to promote his client Tom Savage. Okay, Tom Savage is back at the helm. You don't score in the first at the helm. You don't score in the first quarter. They do rally there late, and he has an opportunity, fourth and goal, to possibly get an end zone. It doesn't come to fruition. So what grade would you give Savage on the afternoon?
Well, you know, to me, all that really matters for a quarterback, you know, is the win. And they play the Indianapolis Colts with, you know, a quarterback that they just signed about, what, 6 or 7 weeks ago, Brissett from New England. And, you know, and they couldn't beat them at home, right? So, no, that's a problem. And it's interesting with this Houston offense, you really have to have a, it seems like you really have to have a playmaker at the helm of this offense that, you know, even when you saw Deshaun Watson go in there, I mean, he was executing, but he was doing a lot of playmaking. And Tom Savage is not a playmaker. And a lot of NFL quarterbacks aren't. They're guys that go out there and they execute. You know, what's my read? What's the coverage? You know, what's the blitz? What's the, you know, what's the protection? All these things. Well, Deshaun Watson, he was good at that, but he also was good at when things broke down, when you had to be creative, when the timing was off, to make something happen. He had a huge arm, obviously extremely athletic. He could buy time and hit somebody down the field, and that's why that offense became, you know, so powerful. It wasn't because he was, you know, Deshaun Watson was, man, he was just executing Bill O'Brien's plan up and down the field. That's not what he was doing. He was making plays, and Tom Savage just is not that type of quarterback. And that's why they came up with 14 points yesterday and ended up being the loss for the Houston Texans.
Sage, both Brian and I, you know, can't help but connect Colin Kaepernick to the Texans from a football standpoint. I don't know where you are on the whole picture on him, particularly in Houston, but it seems like the Texans are just, you know, cutting off their nose to spite their face by not bringing Cap in for this spot.
Well, I said this about 2 months ago. You know, all these NFL owners, they always say, you know, how much that, you know, they put winning as a priority and winning is the most important and all these things. It's not. You know, making money is the most important, and winning's probably number two for every one of these NFL teams. You know, I don't know if there's one team that could say different, because at the end of the day, Colin Kaepernick, the San Francisco 49ers were a bad football team last year. They're a bad football team this year. And he threw 16 touchdowns and 4 interceptions last year. I believe there's only about 4 to maybe 5 quarterbacks in the NFL in 2016 who had a 4-to-1 touchdown interception ratio. And Cap was one of them. So, no, he's not a Pro Bowl quarterback. He's probably not going to lead a team to a Super Bowl this year or maybe ever. But he's a heck of a lot better than a lot of these other quarterbacks out there, in particular a lot of these backup quarterbacks out there who are basically in survival mode as they go into the football game. So, you know, Houston would be a great place for him. Bill O'Brien, obviously, he's coached the pro level. He's supposed to be this sort of offensive guru. To me, an offensive guru means that you give me whatever ingredients you give me, and I can make something out of it. You know, so give me a pocket passer, I can make that team great. Give me a running quarterback, I can make that team great. So Bill O'Brien coached at Penn State in college. He should understand the spread game. So you could take advantage of Kaepernick's, you know, strengths, which is not just his arm, but obviously his athletic ability. But, you know, it seems to me the NFL has decided that, you know, they don't want him on their roster because of the quote-unquote distraction that he brings to the table. Seems to me there's a lot of distractions that go on in the NFL every single week. But you know, the NFL has you could say, you know, stuck their heels in the ground and they're not moving on it. And I'd be very, very surprised if anybody signed.
Yeah, he's a distraction. Yeah, he can't read defenses. Oh, he doesn't know the playbook. Oh, he's a cancer in the locker room. Bunch of bull duker they keep spewing on the young man. But it is what it is. Let's talk about a guy who's a distraction who stinks right now and has stunk up the joint. That's Brock Osweiler. Again, added yesterday as a starter for the Broncos once again. What'd you see or didn't see from him?
Well, I saw that the Cleveland Browns paid him about $900,000 yesterday.
That's the only good thing for the Broncos, right?
Yeah, for another football team, right? That offense, that Denver offense, is whether it's Osweiler, whether it's Trevor Siemian, it's just not a very good offense right now. And they really, it's interesting because I really thought the first month of the season, I watched 2 Denver games, and I was really pleasantly surprised by sort of the dominance of their offensive line. They were running the football very well. They were protecting Trevor Siemian fairly well, and they were off to that hot start. But as soon as they couldn't run the football and they really had to rely on the quarterbacks to sort of go out there and win the football game, at least to move the ball offensively, you know, the Denver Broncos were just not good enough to do that. They have to run the football to give their quarterbacks a chance. None of the quarterbacks on the roster are looking very good right now. So I wasn't very impressed with Osweiler's performance, obviously. They got to score more points to be competitive and to win football games. Really, surprisingly, is how terrible their defense looked yesterday. I mean, they gave up, 51 points? Yeah. And this is the Denver, basically, steel curtain, you know, type defense that they've had now for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years. That's been incredible. and that was probably their worst performance, maybe in the John Elway era.
Yeah.
You know, that was really a poor performance. Obviously, give a lot of credit to the Philadelphia Eagles, but this Denver Broncos team is bad. It looks like it's getting worse. I mean, offensively, they don't do a lot of very good things, and now defensively, teams are starting to pick them apart. So this is a very interesting point in the season for the Denver Broncos. They're going to go right in the tank, or somehow they got to do something to flip the switch and turn their team north.
Sage, what about the other QB in that game? Anything that really jumps out at you in terms of improvements from last year to this year from Carson Wentz?
Well, just he's the whole package. I mean, I don't know. I loved him when he came out, to be honest with you. I'm not going to be one of those guys who pats himself on the back, but I'm going to pat myself on the back.
Go ahead.
I saw Carson Wentz playing college. I went to Iowa State, and I saw him in his first college start. And this is after being North Dakota State for two or three years, winning a couple national championships, and he was the backup quarterback. So he really hadn't played all that much. And he came into Ames, Iowa, my school, smaller school, playing against the Power Five, and he just manhandled my team. I mean, he was throwing the ball everywhere with confidence and precision. He was hurdling guys when we'd take off and run. He was a stud. And at that point, I was like, man, who is this kid who in his first start is looking so impressive? And, sure enough, now a couple years later, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He might be a top five guy. Right now in the NFL, most analysts would say if you have a quarterback for the next 10 years, Carson Wentz would be that guy. There's nothing that he doesn't do well. He's a great pocket passer. He's extremely athletic and does these sort of Aaron Rodgers type things where he's now creating, when that pocket breaks down. We saw that a few times yesterday. And probably most importantly, his team really believes in him. I mean, he really has that it that everyone sort of looks for, that sort of competitive spirit that everyone is really just sort of magnetized to. And they have those Philadelphia Eagles players believing, and now they got that, that the fan base believing. And then I think Philadelphia is the number one team in the NFL right now. Offensively, they're looking very, very good. And defensively, they're much improved from last year as well. So, and that's a hot team. I don't think anybody wants to play the Philadelphia Eagles. Number one is because of the quarterback, Carson Wentz.
Those dang Cyclones. I picked them to win on the road this week at West Virginia. What'd they do? Pick them to win, they lose. Pick them to lose, they win, man. Come on. Still a fabulous year they're having. I know you're proud of what your alma mater is doing, so y'all better hang on to Matt Campbell. Let me ask you about Case Keenum, because the Vikings are sitting there at 6-2. They had a bye week, and the two losses, he hasn't played too well, 50% passer, but the wins, he's been 60, 70, even 80% passer. What are you seeing from Case?
I tell you what, I love watching Case Keenum play because, I was a backup quarterback and, for my whole career, and he's a guy who's still fairly young. He's not 9, 10, 11 years into his career. He's still sort of in the middle. I believe this is year 6 for him. And he has just gone out there and just done a nice job. I mean, he doesn't have a huge arm. He's 6 foot tall. He's not some unbelievable athlete that, runs around and makes people miss. He's not sort of a shock and awe type of quarterback, but he does a lot of really good things. He's very accurate. He's a good enough athlete where he does buy a lot of time, in and out of the pocket when something happens. He can get out of the pocket a little bit and either throw it away and get away from that negative yardage play. He can also find open receivers when he starts scrambling around. He also moves around and stays in the pocket and for that extra hitch, that second or third hitch, to allow a wide receiver to get open. He's athletic enough, and he was taught early in his career as a Houston Texan under Gary Kubiak that he's very good in the bootleg game as well. So their offensive coordinator, Pat Shurmur, has called a ton of bootleg plays in these last 6 or 7 games. So he sort of seems like the perfect fit for this Vikings team. Obviously, everyone knows they've got a great defense. I believe they're the number 3 defense in the league right now. The running game has really picked up. Their offensive line is much improved from last year. That was the biggest weakness in 2016. And now they got this quarterback who doesn't turn the ball over very much. He's accurate, hits the guys, when they're open. And when plays aren't there, he protects the football and doesn't do anything stupid. And a lot of times he gets his team out of bad situations. So he just sort of, he's not fancy, but he sort of seems to be just the right quarterback for this Minnesota Vikings team.
Sage, last one from me at least. What do the Giants do in the back half of the season? Can they put Eli Manning on the bench if he's healthy just to see what Davis Webb is?
It's a possibility. I would be surprised for a couple reasons. One, just because of Eli's sort of historic importance to that New York Giants organization. You know, I backed him up in 2010, so I sort of understand that relationship. And I also understand that the team at some point will have to move on. It seems like we're getting very, very close to the end of the Eli Manning era in New York. But I just don't see them benching him, at least for a start. He has all these sort of consecutive start, type records in New York. He's I don't know what it's been. It's been, 13 years or 14 years or something. I mean, just sort of an epic run there. But I don't see him, missing a start. But I also don't see this Giants team going anywhere, this year. They are done. I think Ben McAdoo is done. I hate saying that, but this team just seems to be falling apart and playing and getting worse and worse and worse. You know, Eli, when he was in his, in his sort of, as you could say, his prime, the two times he won the Super Bowl, 2007, 2011, they had great offensive line play. I mean, really, they had a stretch there during that, really, 07 to 11, where, you're talking about, Chris Snee and Sean O'Hara, Kareem McKenzie, Dave Deal, Richie Soybert. They had a group of the guys that just didn't get injured very often, and they were just a solid group. And no front was unusual. They understood every look. They could really run the football well with Brandon Jacobs and Ahmad Bradshaw. But that has now changed, and I think Eli, his specialty was running that operation and then play action pass and some good drop back, and when he needed to, and he was just the man in sort of those 2 minute type of situations. He was the cool, calm customer, and when he had to really go out and win those football games at the end. But now everything has changed. Their offensive line is one of the worst in the NFL. They don't run the football very well. They have to rely on Eli to sort of to have a chance. And he's not that type of quarterback. He never was. He just never was the type of quarterback to completely sort of own a football game. He needed help from his teammates, and he's very different than his brother Peyton. So I think we're sort of seeing the worst of Eli Manning because the players around him are probably the worst he's ever had in his career.
Yeah, he needs to give that eat a W speech, man. That won't help. lastly for me, have you ever seen this Hail Mary play that the Kansas City Chiefs used on my Cowboys yesterday?
I had not, and it made complete sense. Once I saw it happen, I'm like, you give the ball to Tyreek Hill with two or three lead blockers, even if there's seven or eight guys back there. I mean, the chance of somebody trying to get that guy is that was a great design and great execution of a play. Obviously, I think that'll change the way that everyone does these sort of Hail Mary situations going forward. You sort of see what the Cowboys are doing, like, well, the only chance you have is the Hail Mary, so we're just going to play everybody back by the goal line. What's the point of playing 6 yards off the ball when the ball's going to be sprinting back 60 yards over their heads anyway? So and I bet you that'll change now. In particular, you'll probably leave a couple linebackers up close to the line of scrimmage. Maybe you'll have a player or two on sort of the Tyreek Hill type of player and leave the rest of the guys back and leave a couple guys up to try to defend that short pass. But that was shocking because the Cowboys had played so well in the first half. They had this lead. You think it's about time to go in the half, and it wasn't even a Hail Mary. It was this screen Hail Mary, I guess that's what you probably call it. And it was executed to perfection. And of course, Andy Reid, not surprising, one of the great minds in football, one of the great coaches in the NFL, comes up with that play. And of course, they were it was rehearsed, it was planned, it was executed perfectly. And of course, getting the ball to Tyreek Hill's hands with open grass in front of him. Is a very, very dangerous proposition for a defense.
You can read Sage Rosenfeld's article on NFL QB play for thescore.com tomorrow. Then Friday, an article post on The Athletic about the Vikings, and follow him on Twitter for all his sarcasm at Sage Rosenfeld's 18. Sage, great stuff this morning. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon, hopefully.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's Best Network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.